everybody. Welcome to episode 125 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. I haven't been here in a while.
He's back.
You know everybody else. Let's get started. Ryan?
I'm the host from the last 2 weeks. That's me. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching some anime.
You may
anime.
Know him from episode 124 and 123.
You may recognize him from other podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gabe Philbin?
Hey, I'm watching anime-ass anime things. What the fuck is this?
I don't even like anime, but you show me all the animes. Why are you sending me the animes?
Oh, God.
I hate anime.
Dylan Ralph.
I do, too.
Hello.
Domo.
Domo arigato anime fuckbato.
Mr. Roboto Dardar. Boop, boop. Sorry.
Onward. Mm-hmm. Javi, you've been gone for a while.
Yeah, what have you been doing, Javi?
Dumbo.
I think I was watching Terminator 2 last week.
Iron Man 3.
Oh, so real good excuse.
You're watching a bad movie, not a good one.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't walk away.
Wait, Terminator 2 is good.
Yeah.
It's Aliens that's bad.
No, I didn't say that at all.
Terminator Salvation?
Oh,
shut up, cops. You're not helping nobody.
You're right.
Ice Cube was right about you.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wu-Tang. Mm.
Oh, I love Wu-Tang.
Oh my god, did you guys hear about the Wu-Tang Clan member that cut his dick off and
jumped
out a window?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, but it was a two-story window, god. So what was he thinking?
Wait. Maybe...
No, it was like a three.
No, it was a two.
Three or four.
I read it.
Hold on. What?
A Wu-Tang Clan member, wasn't Andre Johnson, to fuck with. Who is no one to fuck with, and now can fuck no one. Cut off his own penis and defenestrated himself.
Why?
I don't know.
Because he just did.
Be dope. He said, check this out. It's going to be dope.
And maybe he lived on the second floor and he knew that wouldn't kill him, so he cut his penis off as insurance. And it still didn't work because he's so gangsta.
Yes.
That's just a theory.
A penis theory.
Mm-hmm. My God.
Thanks for watching.
Why God?
So, Javi, where have you been? What have you been up to?
Watching Terminator 2.
For fuck's sake.
What don't you understand?
The secret of the ooze.
Terminator 2, secret of the ooze, electric boogaloo.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
All right,
I think
so,
the other time I was just working.
So, I had a conversation with Devin and company about Terminator. So... The reason that Skynet got created was because the Terminator came back in time and they used his arms technology and the microchip left in him and used that to advance society. And that created Skynet and had everything started going out of control. But they wouldn't have sent that Terminator back in time if that didn't happen in the first place.
No, that the whole storyline's a paradox. Because John Connor wouldn't exist without Kyle Reese, which...
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
So, like...
None of it makes sense. That's the point.
None of it makes sense, and thus everything makes sense.
What?
Also, Javi's eating toast.
All toast is toast.
Dude, this is a whole toast.
One whole toast. Like, what like, games have you been playing and stuff? Been playing anything new?
Not really.
Oh, cool.
I'm kidding.
jokes.
So, as many of our loyal listeners have heard and understood, I got really burnt out and sick of Animal Crossing and its tediosity and its lack of new things to do. So I
played Infamous. Burn.
So I got pretty excited when I heard about Disney's Magical Kingdom. A game for nerds? Actually, It's a game for little girls, but it's pretty good.
Wait,
like,
what,
once you get it's a game for smart little
girls.
What
system is that on?
It's on 3DS.
Oh, okay.
And it's
so is it like Animal Crossing? What is it?
In some ways.
Rachel's just told me to get it, and that's it.
It's really good. I mean, I don't know. Well, it's good if you're like, if you like having lots of stuff to do. in a lot of ways, it's like an MMO, but by yourself.
That sounds awful. That sounds like Kingdoms.
You're starting this off pretty poor.
That sounds like Kingdoms of Aluminum.
Continue. Javi has the floor.
No, I mean the game, but there's always something to do. Like you're running this cafe, which always needs.
So it's Cooking Mama.
It's Cook Serve Delicious.
Cook Serve Delicious.
Yep.
But with.
With
Disney characters.
With RPG elements.
Well, basically, the game, I guess, is all about you have recipes that you can get from, and these can be recipes for clothes, for tables for your cafe, for chairs, for wallpapers, floors, for anything, right? And to make these and to get these recipes, you have to do certain quests, and they can be of different rarities. And then also, to make things, once you get the recipe, you have to find the items, which can be found in different areas by doing different things. And it's just like super in depth, and you always have something you need to do to progress. And I don't know, it's just you never feel like, fuck man, I have nothing to do. Like that was the problem with Animal Crossing. You're just like, I guess I'll wait
until
fish.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. And this game doesn't fuck around. It's like, well, you can go now. You've unlocked, you know, the next quest in Aladdin's area. You know, so you go to Agrabah and you get to hang out in Aladdin's little nook, overseeing the kingdom and stuff. And like the magic carpet takes you to these dungeons where, and it's like there's like little bits of action within it. It's not just menus and pressing A a lot. Like there's like fighting basically, and then you know it's got like obnoxiously cute stuff. Like characters will see, like Mickey will be standing around and he's like, oh, and he'll like wave at you and you have to go up there and wave back, and then you get a little trading card. And you use those trading cards to unlock new greetings and stuff. It's so dumb, but you always, like, the pacing is so much better than Animal Crossing. Like, it kicks the shit out of Animal Crossing. So yeah, if you're looking for a game like that, this is the best I've ever played. It's really, really fun and endless. It's you'll never run out of things to do, and it's really gratifying.
What's it called again?
Disney's Magical Butthole.
Yeah, Disney's
like that's
Magical.
That's how you described it before we started recording.
I always forget what it's called. I think it's Disney's Magical Kingdom for 3DS. Came out last week on Tuesday.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Anyways, it's got pretty good reviews. Came out in Japan a year ago, so I don't know.
So that quality localization.
Yeah, it's made by Namco Bandai, believe it or not.
You mean Bandai Namco?
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, God, Disney's Magical Kingdom is dope, and actually it helped out a lot on my 6-hour flight back from New York this weekend. I played it almost the entire time. Also, I played the second episode of The Wolf Among Us, and it was okay, and then I started the third episode, and it's freaking awesome, and then my Surface battery ran out.
I still need to play episode 2 of The Walking Dead.
All of you guys, buy The
and
Wolf
Broken
Among
Age.
Us. By the Wolf Among Us. Especially Dylan. When I told you about the first episode, and you're like, I like 80s stuff. I like cool synthesizer music. Get it!
Dylan, you're playing Saints Row 4 all the time on my account, so you owe me this.
What do I owe you?
You owe me a game to play on your account. Boom.
Dude, Wolf Among Us is good.
Perfect.
Flawless logic.
Perfect.
Anyways, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, it's cool. Been a while. So, like, you haven't been on the show since like Comic-Con.
Yep.
We didn't get the chance to do our joke.
It's your joke.
Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
I don't get it.
We did it. We got the joke in.
I missed it. I must have
worth
missed
it.
There wasn't one, I guess. I don't know.
There was for us.
That's all that matters.
Yep. Fuck all y'all. So Ryan, what have you been up to? You beat Infamous yet? Nope.
Nope, because it's bad. It's hard to keep playing.
It's gone from Okay, to
I just to bad. It's yeah, it's still I just can't. I don't dig it, man. I don't dig it.
This is a Second Son on the Four we're talking about.
Yeah, the Four.
The Four.
The Four.
The Four.
it looks, I mean, it still looks really good. Like, especially, I got this new TV, and it looks really good on the new TV, but it's still not fun. Still not, like, it looking better didn't make it more fun, surprisingly. yeah, I guess, I don't know that I've really played much else. I played some more Titanfall, but we talked about that a lot, and then I haven't touched Diablo in a little while, but I need to get back to that. I guess this past week I haven't really played a lot of games. It's been last weekend I was gone, and then this weekend at
just catching up on all the work you missed. You
yeah,
dumbo.
That's been fun.
That's what you get that's for taking vacation.
I know, right? Congratulations, you had got to go have fun now. You're going to die under this pile of papers.
Tomorrow I get to ask my boss if I can take a week off in June. And I'm going to see what he says about that.
What for?
To go back to Massachusetts.
For E3?
No.
Oh.
When is E3?
June.
Okay. Days. Need days
it's
and
usually
numbers.
Usually like the first week.
All right, let's see.
Actually, no. It's June 13th, I think, usually.
Okay, yeah. It's June 13th. That's like a Friday, isn't it?
I'm right, making whatever. This up.
Yeah, you're a liar.
E3 2014.
No, my boss is realizing how not great. I don't know.
What?
I don't want to say this on the phone. Everyone on my team sucks.
Oh my god, I'm sending the email now.
You know what Gabe said?
You sure Gabe said on that episode of Game Over Nation?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, he's starting to realize this. I don't know if
June 10th, 11th, and 12th. Called it.
Oh yeah, that'd totally be the time I'd be back in Massachusetts. Whatever. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes. So Ryan, that's all you've been up to?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm bottling my beer tomorrow. Finally, so that'll be cool.
Yeah,
I thought it took a month.
Well, I'm bottling it tomorrow, and then it's another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yes,
2 week bottling period.
Yeah.
2 week.
You're gonna make a business out of this?
I don't know. Like, I'm just trying to learn how to do it first.
Send us some.
I've been reading. I've been researching this stuff a lot lately. It's been fun.
Now that you've done all this work, give us it.
Yeah.
Give
and if
us
you charge
it.
Us, like, I'll be so pissed.
Mm-hmm.
It's only. I mean, it's only my first go-round, so I still, you know, there's still a lot to learn. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see how this one turns out. Because, like I said, I remember my roommate in college making his first batch, and it was basically wine. It was terrible. it burned going down. I don't think we've... But he was very careless.
He's
with
very
his,
drunk.
Don't make beer when you're drunk. You want to be sober when you make it.
Right. No, he was very careless with his preparations. It is, I don't think he sanitized anything, and I don't know that he measured very well. We were very careful. Very, very careful. We were very careful with our sanitization. Like I think we did it right. I think it'll be okay. So we'll see. I've already been like reading about like upgrading my equipment and like different ways to brew stuff, like they like ways that are more like doing it in an actual brewery. So I'm pretty excited. This stuff's fun.
Cool.
But yeah,
but you don't have to take his word for it.
Dun-dun-dun.
Oh, you guys are the worst.
Or the best.
Dylan. Dylan, what have you been up to? Have you been playing games?
I have been playing games. Lots of games.
Like?
Mercenary Kings.
No.
Not Mercenary Kings.
Absolutely not that one.
If anything, he's been anti-playing that because it won't work.
Ah! I played a lot of Fire Emblem over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I still think it's the best game on the 3DS. My opinion has not changed. Also, I have been hijacking.
You haven't played Disney Magical Kingdom.
You're right. You're right. I haven't. It might be magic.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. I've been stealing. I mean, family
sharing.
Saints Row 4 with Gabe.
Mm-hmm. Without my knowledge.
Without his knowledge. It doesn't matter because Steam gave me the right.
Yeah, like. Dylan has been talking about how he's been playing Saints Row 4 a lot. I'm like, oh, I didn't know you bought that. I didn't. Oh, how you been I've been using your account because you never use Steam anymore.
It's like, wait, oh. You don't use Steam anymore? What happened?
Well, I mean, I
Diablo and it,
but like
League
Diablo
Legends.
And League of Legends don't use Steam.
No shit. I thought League of Legends did.
No, League of Legends has its own terrible client.
What?
Yeah, it's awful.
Has it always been like that?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's the fucking worst. The League of Legends client is total garbage, and it hasn't changed.
What happened? What was that free-to-play game that everybody had? It was like something of
Dota?
Heroes.
Dota? What? Dota is Steam.
Nah, never mind.
But go on, Dylan, sorry.
Call of Duty.
Yeah, that one.
Is that the one?
That's the one.
Oh!
So how is that Saints Row 4?
It's really fun. I like it quite a lot.
More
I like,
than Infamous?
I like it more than... more than Infamous. Also, more than Saints Row 3.
Whoa!
I know!
Really? Statements.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's funnier.
Because, Ryan, you don't feel the same way, do you?
No, I
you
liked, I like Saints Row 3 better.
Uh-oh. Saints Row Thoe more than Saints Row Foe.
I don't think that warrants that. But...
No, do it. You gotta do it. This is the internet.
Do what you want.
I
you gotta do it now.
I will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, both of you just moved to Seattle, and we'll settle this.
Okay.
I think that's the easiest way for this to go about.
Right. Right. Makes total sense.
But yeah, Dylan, what's so great about Saints Row 4?
I like not having to drive. It's yeah, something nice. New, and all the weapons are pretty fun.
Dylan has been raving about this dubstep gun.
It's the best weapon in the game. I don't even like dubstep either. It's just
more guns.
It's just good.
Is dubstep still like in like the popular domain?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, it's not in every video game trailer anymore, so that's like my gauge of the general public. Like, is it in a video game trailer? Like, that fucking Mad World song was in every goddamn video game trailer. It's like, okay, this is a pretty big song right now. Dubstep was in fucking everything for about 2.5 years. But now it's, like, a little mellowed out, so.
Overall, I just really like it. I think it's just fun to play, and I like the writing a lot more.
Dylan also loves talking about how you can romance Keith David.
Yeah, you can romance like Keith David.
Whenever he loads up the game and we're in Skype or Mumble, he's just like, I'm gonna romance the fuck out of Keith David.
He's scared as hell. they did a better job of making Mass Effect 3 than Mass Effect 3.
Yeah, don't they make fun of Mass Effect like a lot in this game?
Yes, the ending with the red door. It's not the end of the game. It's one of the missions. It's like kill yourself. The blue door, save Matt.
But kill yourself.
And I just like so. It's like a. It's the good or the bad ending. That's silly.
I still have to play. I've played like 40 minutes of Saints Row 4. That's it. And I feel like a dumbo. I got like all the DLC for it too.
You are a
goddamn
dumbo.
Steam sales. They'll get you, mate. Like, I haven't been playing a lot other than fucking League of Legends and Diablo recently. So I tried to change that today and started playing Mercenary Kings. And if you can get it to load, which Dylan cannot. It's pretty fun. I played it at Javi and Rachel's a few weeks ago, and I had no idea what the hell I was doing, so I was really bad. But now I do know what I'm doing, and it's super fun.
Mm-hmm. That's neat.
It's like, what's that game called? Like Metal Slug-esque?
Yeah.
But there's like total like gun customization and shit. So like Metal Slug loadout.
Yeah.
Burp. Metal Slug loadout burp.
Burp. Right. I played that.
Yeah.
I tried to play Windjammers yesterday with Harris.
Oh my god, Windjammers.
But it took Harris. He's like, "We're gonna get this to work," and he sets it all up, and nothing will work. And then finally, he gets it to work, and we had to leave. it was time to go. So it did not really pan out the way he had hoped. And then actually, him and Devin started playing one match, and then Devin's batteries died in his controller, and it was Harris's controller that he brought over. So I was like, I thought it was mine. So I was like, "Oh, here, I've got some rechargeable batteries," and then I pick it up. I was like, "Oh, this is Harris's controller. I don't want to give Harris my rechargeable batteries."
And then
we had to leave. then we had to leave, and we went to play Topgolf, which is fun. But
not as fun as Windjammer.
I think there's a question from Harris later where I can talk about Topgolf, so I'll hold off.
But like when, oh my god, Windjammers, dude! Windjammers is the fucking best.
Is it?
Yes. Fucking is.
And it looked fun. It looked fun, I guess.
Oh, what I did do on a Friday, went over to a friend Devin's house for his birthday, and we played a lot of
Devin was here too yesterday.
He's all over the place.
He was here working.
He really gets around.
Yeah. Devin was here yesterday.
I was doing stuff too.
No, you weren't.
Not with us. You were off at like a wedding and bullshit.
I went from Jersey to New York to Seattle in a matter of hours. Hours.
In a giant flying sky tube.
Not in a train. Train.
You took a sky tube to New York.
you would think.
You are the one who did that.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking sky tube?
What?
Really?
It must have been Mickey Mouse on PlayStation 1.
What are you doing? It's an airplane game, in case you were confused.
Why did you just link an image of Bugs Bunny with a clock?
It's Mickey Mouse.
It's not Mickey Mouse.
That's Mickey Mouse before his remake.
It's Disney's magic. Disney magic.
The Imagineers. What are you doing? Well, yeah, that's still Bugs Bunny, dog.
Only available on 3DS. Get it today. Disney magic.
Oh, man.
That's ants. All right.
It's a Bugs Bunny fool.
Oh, is it?
God, you're so
racist. That fucking ripoff.
A Bug's Life, a clear ripoff of Space ants. Jam.
No, of ants, not Space Jam.
They're all the same.
Yeah.
Everybody get up.
It's time to ants now. Wait, ants came out before Bug's Life?
I don't know. I just
it
said
came
that.
Out the same
I don't know.
Year, like a month apart.
Yeah, I don't know which one came first.
Some controversial statements going on.
Yeah. We really pissed off those Ants fans or Bugs Life fans. I don't remember which ones I would have pissed off.
Okay, yeah, they both came out in 1998, but Bugs Life is better, so it doesn't matter.
Whatever.
Hey, you guys know what happened this week?
Javi talked about his games. Never mind.
Yeah, he talked about his dumb little Disney shit. Yeah. He talked about his dope-ass Disney train.
Mm-hmm.
So, guess what? People left Naughty Dog.
I heard.
Yeah.
What is happening?
So, I don't know.
Are we losing them?
So, Nate Wells, the art director for The Last of Us, who came on to Naughty Dog in 2012 from Irrational. So he was one of the guys who left Irrational during Infinite's development. Has now left Naughty Dog back. He left back on April 3rd, and he's now with the unfinished Swan developer Giant Sparrow. So when I saw this originally, I was like, huh. Oh, like, is something going on with, like, Naughty Dog and Sony that people don't like? Like, that was my initial reaction, because I don't want to think that Naughty Dog is, like, going off the tube. That doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
But no, because Unfinished Swan, Giant Sparrow, has a 3-game contract with Sony, and Unfinished Swan is the first game, so they still have 2 more to do. So this is just another big developer, like, dude moving from a big developer to an indie-er developer. So you can add it to the fucking long-ass list of that happening. Oh, what's this?
I'm sorry.
Obvious now. GIF of
Bugs Bunny
sucking
Michael
the
Jordan.
Shit out of Michael Jordan's face.
Oh, we shouldn't be allowed to type anything at all at any point during the podcast.
Uh-huh. I feel like Dylan's dead because he should be laughing at this.
Yeah, Dylan, are you okay?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, thank God. I thought something terrible had happened.
I hoped.
So back on relative track. This is the 3rd big departure from Naughty Dog in the past few months. But also,
last one was that chick named after pasta.
Yeah, it was an Amy Penne or some bullshit.
Not her name. Still not her name. Still not her name.
The voiceover, the voice actor who did the voiceover for the Uncharted PS4 teaser trailer, that like pirate thingy.
He quit too.
He got recast.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So Todd Stashwick, he's a writer / actor, as news articles proclaim, was recast in Uncharted 4, and he said that either today or a few days ago. But he, coincidentally, is working as the co-writer for the Star Wars game that Amy Penne is the director of.
Still not her name.
I don't understand what you're saying, Ryan. Like, what's the problem?
I'm saying you're saying the wrong name, but okay.
That's a lie.
We just renamed her. This is now her name.
Like, what's wrong with that? I don't. She has a dumb name. We gave her a good name.
We gave her a delicious name.
It's like Prince. You know what Prince's real name is? It's probably Eugene Stupid. What's cooler, that or Prince?
I have Eugene Stupid. Dog, you should change that. Something like Prince.
That's not going to sell a lot of
that's
albums.
That's not going to sell tons of albums. Eugene Stupid. Wow.
Yeah, this is... I don't know, man. Naughty Dog is... It's, like, worrying to see all of this happening. And it also makes Uncharted 4's development very questionable.
No, I'm sure it'll be great.
It's going to be great like Uncharted 3.
Mm-hmm. At least as good.
If not better, worse.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. This, like, because Naughty Dog is... I love Naughty Dog. They make me happy, except when they make Uncharted 3. And this makes me worried-ish, because I don't know what's happening over there. And shit's going down, apparently. Cancel it. Uncharted 4 is dead.
Wait, so what was this person's position?
Which one?
The one that just left?
Nate Wells, the art director for The Last of Us, what was his capacity for Uncharted 3? Or Uncharted PS4? He might have also just been the art director for that.
How do you lose an art director mid-game?
I don't fucking know. That's what's worrying.
It is. That they might cancel that.
Naughty Dog's falling apart. Naughty Dog's falling apart.
They recast the voiceover, man. So, like...
You think Neil Druckmann's like, let's start over?
He's like, this is a fucking piece of shit.
Like, and then everybody's like pissed off because they wasted 2 years of work.
Yeah, like, it's worrying.
It sounds like people are angry and leaving.
Yeah.
I'm angry.
So it was Amy Penne first.
Amy Penne first. And then who? Who was...
I don't even think her last name starts with a P.
No, it doesn't, but we gave her a good one. Who was later? It was the multiplayer director for Uncharted 2.
Oh.
I think that was it. Justin Richmond, yeah. It was Justin Richmond was the director of Uncharted 4.
He was the director of Uncharted 2, you said.
No, of Uncharted 4 he was. I think this was the guy who did the multiplayer for Uncharted 2. He was the director of that when it came out, but he was then put in charge of Uncharted 4.
Hmm. Wow.
So
is Neil Druckmann the new director?
Yeah, that's what it seems to be.
That's pretty cool.
Yep, not worried anymore. Everything is going to be A-OK.
This is going to be like we're going to have to try really hard to not be fickle Neil Druckmann fans to where, like, Uncharted 4 comes out and it sucks and it's directed by Neil Druckmann, and then we're like, Neil Druckmann sucks. He's always sucked. Am I right?
I've never been fickle in my life, Javi. The not fuck once. Are you talking about? Not once. I haven't.
Part time.
My opinions are adamant.
Mm-hmm. And cannot be swayed by outside sources.
Not even a little.
Honey and peanut butter.
Gabe suddenly got the urge for honey and peanut butter.
Oh my god. I need to put it in a grocery order.
He used to hate it, but now it sounds really
delicious.
I'm
allergic to both of those things, but I really want them right now.
Are you really?
No. Part of my cooking repertoire includes peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Mm-hmm. I was allergic to that.
I like how he called it cooking.
Well, like, cereal.
I spread
there too.
Some peanut butter on bread and then some jelly on bread, and then I took those two pieces of bread and pressed them together.
No, you're doing it wrong, Ryan.
You gotta cook it first.
You have to put the peanut butter on both breads. So it doesn't get soggy from the jelly.
How slow are you eating these things?
A thin film of peanut butter will do the trick.
Wait. You put the jelly on the peanut butter?
Wait. Did you just say a thin film?
Yes.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
What is this? The Fantastic Four?
So it's like... So you take all of the peanut butter you put on one side normally. Cut that in half. And then you put it on
then
both.
Then you're putting jelly on top of peanut butter.
Yeah,
no,
good luck getting the peanut butter out of your jelly jar.
You have the worst ideas. Yeah.
How do you use a new knife every time.
Well, you don't spread on each side of the bread, Gabe?
I spread peanut butter on both sides of the bread.
Oh, you monster.
What?
Yeah.
No. What?
Okay, this is the way to do it.
No, it's not.
Because your soggy argument doesn't hold up if you're eating it right then. Like... If you're making it and eating it, it doesn't have time to get soggy.
Also, I'm getting spoonfuls of peanut butter and then squeezing honey onto that peanut butter and then putting it in my mouth.
And how is that? It's review good. How out of 10, what is that review score?
8.5.
That's it?
That's it? That's mm-hmm. all?
I've had better, but it's just really
good. So 8.5, it kind of sucks, right? That's what we're going for?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Editor's Choice Award.
Who likes video game movies?
I don't.
Me. Mm.
How do you like BioShock?
Ew.
You're gonna love this news. Sony Pictures has registered BioShock movie domains.
Meh.
So it's back. Who's hyped?
No one.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they doing this still?
Why wouldn't they?
Like, what is it about these huge franchises like Uncharted and BioShock that can't get off the ground in the movie studios, but Resident Evil can pump out like 7 movies in half a decade?
Well, it's because Resident Evil proved like it somehow made it through that whole
No one cared about it at Capcom enough to stop them.
No, it's just Resident Evil. I guess Paul W.S. Anderson should be thanked because, or not thanked, if you however you want to look at it, but
credited.
He figured out how to make that movie for insanely cheap. Resident Evil 1 took place in a house and then a basement. And the rest of it was just, oh, let's show a hologram of this big facility that they're in. You know, that movie was really, really cheap. And it didn't do very well in theaters, but then it picked up a following on DVD enough to warrant a sequel. And they've been making more and more money over and over or with each movie. So, yeah, that's how you have to do it. You can't make BioShock 1 and make it an insanely expensive movie. It just won't pan out because it's a huge risk.
Yeah, because I remember when the BioShock movie was originally in talks.
It fizzled out because they said budget. They
were like, we want X amount of dollars. And they're like, we'll give you X divided by 4.
You remember who was directing that?
No.
It was Gore Verbinski, the director of Pirates of the Caribbean and The Ring. Like, it was going to be fucking huge and awesome. And nope, they didn't want to pay for it.
Those bastards.
Video game movies, though. Just do what Doom did, man.
Like, that's the perfect director for a BioShock movie. Pirates of the Caribbean looked awesome, especially at nighttime.
And he did that out of a fucking amusement park ride.
Mm-hmm.
He built that whole thing out of a music park, right?
Just imagine what he could do without animatronics.
Can't wait for that Small World movie. It's gonna be the creepiest movie ever.
Hey, so who liked their Game Boy when they were a young Todd?
Me.
I had the original Game Boy. I remember getting it for Christmas. It was awesome.
That shit turned 25.
Me too.
I'm pretty old.
Me too.
I'm 26.
I'm 25 plus 7.
Oh my god.
I'm like 15.
Which makes sense because I think I got my NES.
Game Boy when you were 7?
No, my NES when I was 6, and I think the next year is when I got a Game Boy when it came out. So, yep.
Ew.
Yeppers.
What did I tell you about yeppers?
Yeesh.
See.
In other handheld news, because who really cares about the Game Boy turning 25? Big landmark. What would you do?
I got a Gradius game with it, but it wasn't called Gradius. It was just the same universe. I can't remember what it was called now, but it was pretty good.
Mm.
I remember that.
Quality.
And did anyone play the original Super Mario Brothers game that came out on the Game Boy? Where it was like Mario was like 3 pixels tall.
Yeah, Super Mario Land.
Yeah, he was super tiny.
Isn't that on the virtual console?
Yeah.
The next one was good. The 6 golden coins was good.
Yeah.
I liked that one. But yeah, the original one was pretty. It was so weird. It was just a weird game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it didn't really fit.
I think it was the first Mario game to not be directed by Miyamoto.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that explains why he was so tiny.
Yeah.
And that was the introduction of Daisy.
Yep.
And it was also the swan song of Daisy.
Right? Yeah. Say what?
6 gold coins was the introduction of Wario, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
But then what about the 7 chaos rings?
Anybody play Chrono Cross?
No, I think I have it for PS1, actually.
I like Trigger.
Trigger gets so much love that I didn't even know Chrono Cross existed.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
And it's funny.
There's a sequel to this game.
Every Chrono Cross has great reviews, and like people love that game, but like,
yeah, it's no one gives a shit.
Yeah, it's not like a big deal, somehow.
It's on PS1.
It's like Final Fantasy IX.
It's
amazing
PS1.
Game.
PS1, so it's Final Fantasy VII. You got it. That's all you can talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck your Final Fantasy IX, dude. Final Fantasy VII came out.
Well, 8 got a lot of praise as well.
Cloudo. Does Final Fantasy IX have Cloudo?
Cloudo.
Does Final Fantasy IX have Cloudo in a wheelchair?
It has Zidane.
In a wheelchair?
See?
I don't think so.
All right. Questions? Cool.
Is there any more news? Before that, there's some cool things on Kickstarter I want people to know about. Like Hover. Because it looks and kind of plays like Mirror's Edge.
You're going to say amazing.
What? Yeah, looks right. Amazing?
You said it looks like Mirror's
Edge. No, I said looks not looks amazing. All
right. Hey, I'm going to go grab my PS Vita and looks make sure the downloads amazing. Are still going. I'll be right back. Continue.
It looks amazing. And the only thing that would kind of turn you off from this is that it's made by three people, and that's kind of a small squad. And there's no, in the Kickstarter video, they didn't really like list anything that they've done before. They just showed off what they've made so far for the game, which is pretty impressive. Saying they did it all in 4 months, so check out this game called Hover, it's Hover Revolt of Gamers, so don't worry about that name. It's terrible, but it looks really cool. And it's not fully funded yet, so I'd say check that out if you like Mirror's Edge and good things.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
Then I realize this is actually only like the second thing I've donated to on Kickstarter after Broken Age, which I still haven't played. I think it's been 4 months now. Or 3 months since that game has come out. And I've loaded it up.
I
played it for 5 minutes.
I have literally no interest in that game.
Oh, I played it for 2 minutes, excuse me.
Wait, which one?
Broken Age, the first big Kickstarter game. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird to me because I check Kickstarter a lot.
He does. And
I do. I tell them all the time, like, hey, this looks cool, and then I don't donate it to it, because I don't know. It's not like I don't have money now, which was my excuse before.
That's just what it is.
Yeah, you want to try something, you want to do something you love? Fuck you. You don't need my money.
I'll take your money, I guess.
No, Ryan, don't.
No. Go buy me Diablo 3 like you did for Harris and Harris's friend.
I won't.
Who you talked to for 5 minutes.
You already have Diablo 3, Gabe. I don't need to buy you Diablo 3.
No, they took it away.
Who took it away?
Just give me the money for
who
Diablo
3. Who is they? They Batman. Took it away.
So, let's get started on questions. How okay. good it?
Sure.
Alright, so where? Oh no, I'm in the wrong Twitter feed. Oh god, this is mine. No one cares about my Twitter feed.
I sure don't.
He's right, you know.
I wouldn't buy that for a dollar.
No one cares about my Twitter feed. I don't care about my Twitter feed. Alright, so Ryan.
Uh huh.
Harris asks, why are you esports?
I don't entirely know, but that's what Harris's friend kept saying about me when I would do well at Topgolf, which is sort of esports, I guess. I don't know. You're physically out there hitting a golf ball, but then you're shooting at these giant targets, and those targets then track your score electronically.
This sounds a lot like esports.
Yeah,
Harris's
exactly.
friends are fucking weird. That's what
this is more. This is more esports than actual esports because it actually involves some kind of physical activity
clicking
other than clicking
is,
a mouse.
You try to click.
Like I do. Dudes. I click.
Can
I
you click like these dudes? Though?
I can click like anybody. I can just click forever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But,
what are you guys talking about?
Esports.
We're talking about esports and how I am esports, I guess.
You are esports?
But, we went and played Topgolf last night, which for those of you who I know they're kind of all over the place. Maybe you have one near you, maybe you don't. But it's like golf meets darts. There's all these big targets out. It's like going to a driving range with all these giant targets out there. And you're trying to hit a golf ball into those targets. And the closer you are to the pin on each target, the more points you get. And the further out that target is, the more points you get. So, we had a good time. It was fun. Me and Harris and Devin all went out there and and esported it up. And so there was a couple of games where I just destroyed Devin and Harris. And then, fuck those guys. And then in my last game of the night, I absolutely phoned it in, scored. Like, they each beat me by like 130 points. It was ridiculous. yeah, I did not have a good last game at all. But overall, good night. Good night.
So, in other esports news, I'm sorry if you watched the League of Legends North American finals because they were awful.
I'm sorry if you watched them too because you watched League of Legends on Twitch.
Ooh, burn.
Ryan, I will fucking kill you.
Gabe, I'm just trying to help you.
I won't kill you.
Just trying to help you, Gabe.
No, man. The podcast's over. Jokes
anyway,
are over.
Continue.
Why? You say you're esports and then you do me like this? Mm-hmm. Hey, you know whose name we haven't heard in a while?
No. Avi?
Prototype.
Oh.
He's back. And he asks, can anyone explain what happened to the X-Bone version of The Amazing Spider-Man? Do you think Sony had anything to do with it? So, what he's talking about is The Amazing Spider-Man video game got canceled for Xbox One. And if Sony had anything to do with it, I don't think so. Because Sony is kind of already helping Microsoft with their Xbox One because it's a Blu-ray player and Sony owns Blu-rays.
No.
Don't they? Sony owns... They own the Blu-ray technology.
But that's a benefit to them. Like, they don't get anything really from Amazing Spider-Man 2 being on Xbox One. Maybe like a tiny percentage because they own the movie, but...
This is true.
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, you want more Blu-ray players in homes, so of course, let that go. But I don't know. I'm not.
But it's like two different sections of Sony. So I don't think this would be affected.
But I mean, this is also the company that packaged the PS3 with Spider-Man 3, like as their
killer. Which was a solid deal. Spider-Man 3 is clearly the epitome of, frankly, film.
The epitome of Spider-Men's.
try to find a movie with more Spider-Men.
Can't.
Prototype also says, also I'm back. Which is nice to have you back, Prototype.
He's back.
And then Justin Doss asks, are you guys watching the NBA playoffs? If so,
no.
What team you back?
Hell yeah, I am. I watched seven games over the weekend.
Yeah, I watched a little bit. I watched, obviously I'm going for the Rockets, who had a terrible overtime. No, he doesn't play there anymore. But
then
they had a terrible overtime loss last night.
Because they didn't have Yao Ming.
He's right.
I guess.
Argue with that, Ryan. You can't.
They have Dwight Howard, so that's
the fuck
thing.
Is Dwight Howard? Is he 7'6"?
He's pretty fucking tall.
Is his name Yao Ming?
No, he's not.
Don't care.
Yao Howard?
Howard.
Well, he ain't Fiona Apple, and if he ain't Fiona Apple, then I'll give a rat's ass.
What?
It's an old South Park thing. And then, I've been watching hockey, too. We went and watched some hockey over the weekend.
Why not?
Because
I watched dumbass esports as
well.
Way to suck
up to a Canadian like Josh and Ryan.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that, but yeah, I guess that's true. I guess that works.
God, he's right.
Ryan's such a fucking sellout.
Yep.
I watched...
What's Josh and paying you?
He's not.
I think the only games I
but he's welcome to
only games I missed this weekend was Blazers in Houston and Bulls and whoever they played, Wizards, I think. Anyways, I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm going for Oklahoma because I don't have a fandom at all, so I just like watching Kevin Durant.
I don't mind the Thunder. Kevin Durant's a University of Texas guy, so.
What's up?
He forgot to mute his mic again.
Yep. Son of a bitch, I have to work harder now.
Them's the breaks.
Yeah.
Them's the breaks.
So the next question?
Next.
Like that show on MTV.
All right, don't do that.
Last up, Jordan Rodkey asks, or he more demands, excuse me, talk about how sweet tigers are.
Per sweet.
I know they fucked up Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah, that makes them less sweet.
But those are white tigers. Check your privilege.
Check your facts.
Check your facts. he also says, or this time he asks, excuse me, he asks, also has mobile gaming peaked and just gone to crap for you too? And yeah. Mobile gaming for me died after... After Shaq Down.
After Shaq Down. That's when mobile gaming died for us.
Mobile gaming is dead. No, I stopped everything with mobile gaming after I realized that the way I was having fun with mobile gaming was speedrunning the Moron test with my friend. On
sweet.
Remember that Moron test game on iPhone?
Nope. I sure don't.
Yeah, I used to speed run that with my friend. So you check me out next year on Awesome Games Done Quick.
To see how fast you were a moron.
Yep.
How fast did you become a moron, Gabe?
So fast.
I think I got to like 39 seconds, but my friend got to like 37. Or like 38 and a half. 39 seconds.
From Gabe to Moron in 39
seconds.
Yeah,
now it only takes me like a second and a half to show it. So I've clearly improved my time. The game was just slowing me down.
Now I just simply show up by talking about how I played the Moron game with my friend.
Now I just open up conversations talking about what anime I watch. Speaking of which, I watched the third Madoka movie, and it was the worst fucking thing ever.
What is Madoka?
I don't want to talk about it. Okay. I tried to explain to Dylan how bad it was, and I don't know words well enough to explain how bad that movie was. So take that for what it is.
What is it?
God damn it. You know I can't answer that question.
I do.
And that's all the questions we got.
Thank God.
It's getting real tired of talking while recording. It's an exhausting thing.
Yeah. All right. So I guess is that it?
That might be all she wrote.
Is that all of our things?
That's it?
That's game right. Over, man.
Well, I guess go check out GameOverNation.com. That's where you can find this podcast and all of our previous podcasts. And if you go back really far, you can find a day where we wrote stuff and made videos. It's pretty entertaining.
We all had jobs.
Before we all got jobs. And then go check out... Facebook.com/GameOverNation. Give us a like there, and be sure to tweet at us at GameOverNation. So with that, Javi, get us up out of here.
Alright, you've been listening to episode
125
of Game Over Nation. Thank you.